Hey there, motherfuckers. So, can we just say it's been some tough times out there lately, huh? Like looking at the past 2 or 6 or 20 years, we've all seen a lot. And I think it's important for all of us to remember, even those of us with significant healing under our belts, that triggering times are triggering, that all the work we've been doing and still are putting our best effort towards is regularly being unraveled, no matter which side of the social issues you've been on. You are affected by them no matter what. Though, around here, there definitely is a side of the societal issues that we are on. Grab a Nazi, punch their face. Anyways, these days, there's been a lot to be upset, triggered, and even re-traumatized by. A lot that can shake your progress, a lot that can prevent you from making any glorious new strides, even if you were fucking sprinting through treatment and life redevelopment before. A huge part of trauma recovery is reestablishing a sense of safety, and there just hasn't been one. Collectively, it's been a frightening, exhausting, and grief-filled time. If you're sensitive to the collective or just have some basic fucking human empathy, there's pretty much no doubt you've been impacted, even if you've been staying afloat through the inflation and social discourse. But maybe even worse, has been the counteractive shaming and gaslighting about who's to blame. Why is everything so tumultuous? Why is the economy so janked? Why is the world burning, flooding, and shaking? Well, if you're immersed in the loudest of the screamers' opinions, obviously, it is we, the individuals who are struggling the most in this failing system. We caused this, just not wanting to work, just living lives of hedonism and gluttony. Just demanding to have special genders and equal rights, a real living wage, healthcare, the ability to do anything besides work and scrounge for dimes. It is not the overlords mutating the system into something worse. It's not late-stage capitalism dying its last exploitative breaths. It's not years of social discourse fostered by the media and government conglomerate to ramp up followings for their own growing fortunes. No, it's us. And if you have anything to say about the conditions around here, it's because you're weak in the backbones. Similar to our last conversation, it's not trauma. It could be worse, and you caused it anyways. And we just can't forget about how much these narratives fuck with our heads as we tread water every day, just trying to get through it. Point being, we can't expect ourselves to function like it's a normal time when it is not a normal time. And I would wager that's especially true in this community. Because second point, when all of this is dragging us down, pulling us backwards in our lives, we're in recovery trouble. But third point, consider how much deeper all of this goes for us in the CPTSD community. We're experiencing backslides and re-triggerings in our recovery from exactly the same things, the same narratives, the same hierarchies, right? This global situation sounds a lot like failing family systems that we all emerged from. We're talking about large, unchangeable, chaotic structures that make life a constant, hypervigilant guessing game while also undermining our justified reactions to it as the folks at the top yell, "Everything is fine. Stop complaining because this is your fault anyways." And that just sounds a whole lot like home to me personally, which is to say, yeah, our old traumas are being triggered by these new societal traumas. We're being directly and indirectly affected by this common culture of trauma that's taking over the planet because it intermingles with what we've all been trapped in before in our childhood homes. And you're not alone if you've been feeling a bit destabilized, which is where today's conversation really comes in. Actually, we learned this past year that we can't do a whole lot for our T recovery until we are stabilized, as in the phase of treatment, restabilization, in which we get our nervous systems and doom-screaming brains to chill the fuck out and return to some form of homeostasis. You know, we get our F responses to calm on down and stop feeling poignantly terrified as the major vibe of the day. We get our hearts to stop two-stepping and rejoin the pace of the world, and our brain stops buzzing 10 steps ahead or behind of current reality. We can't really do our inner work unless we have these conditions, because we need to be able to be in our own meat suit. And we can't be in our meat suit if it's flying off the handle already in a trauma state. That's just grounds for us disassociating and revisiting unwanted memories, not reconnecting and putting those thoughts in the right place. So we can't get our work done. When we're continually destabilized by these wild changes in our local and planetary environments, what are we really doing with our trauma brains, you know? We're just tripping through memories, through all of these times that felt similar to this modern day bullshit, as our systems get short-circuited by all the survival reactions that they had to olden days bullshit. That's what's happening. Now, if we can get out of it, successfully stabilize ourselves and return to a healthy baseline, this phase can be followed by the stage of processing, or the condition in which our brains are now trying to make sense of what has happened, to understand it and link it all up with our larger life story, to put those traumatic memories into place and into order rather than carrying them around disorganized in our unsolved mystery section of the brain. It's energy expensive, this period of recovery known as processing, and it may last a very long time. This is what we typically think of as therapy, you know, examining what's in our brains and trying to edit those cells down. It's hard because you might have to cycle back and forth between processing and stabilization as your memories that are being processed kick you right back into a trauma state. So, this means we're really not being assisted by everything else that's also taking place around us lately. If we can't control our circumstances, or rightfully fear that we aren't going to be able to control the trajectory of our lives with everything going on, then we continue to live in fear and regularly disturb the system into a completely destabilized place again. And that's important to remember, because recovery is a very long game. There will be many opportunities for cyclical revisits to treatment phases you've already experienced. And even after years of recovering, backslides are very possible. Nay, still likely. Restabilization, reprocessing, reintegration, it might start all over again. If you're wondering, we're going to get to reintegration another time. It's like the results and application section of the recovery process. But the point here today is we're so sensitive and prone to re-triggerings and re-traumatizations, not because we're weak or doing something wrong, seeing things the wrong way, but because these new events continue to trigger our old events that have similar stimulation effects on you. They drudge up the past, and your brain responds as if it's all happening at once. And yeah, this convinces us very accurately, very thoroughly, that we're in a swirling shithole of doom. Our pasts feeling very present, our present feeling very dangerous, our future looking totally fucked, if we can see it at all. We, in a big way, are reliving and expanding on prior experiences in the modern day, and that's bound to lead us back to destabilizing ourselves. So, yeah, if you've been hiccuping through treatment lately or ever, know that it's normal, that you are not alone in that, And in these times, it's no wonder that so many of us are struggling. It's not due to weakness. It's because we might as well be living back in the childhood home. This is why, to a large extent, trauma recovery is so nonlinear. When we lose progress, we cycle back through the steps. At the time, it feels like losing all of it. Losing your healthier thoughts, emotional awareness, emotional control, and intentional behavioral programs. Feeling like you're paddling upstream, trying to force yourself back into a better place, and it's just not working, which can actually be a trauma all its own. Feeling like you lost yourself and all your hard work, only to be replaced by a shallow version of survival self instead. But I don't know. That's what we've all been going through these days, motherfuckers. Unless you somehow have been having a great time these past couple years, then I guess forget I said anything and just carry on. Sorry for the bummer talk. But just know, our brains are the conduit between ourselves, our energetic spirit thing beings, and the world. They only know what they detect, what they sense to be real, and they react to it the ways they've reacted before. Once those brain cells are a-firing, drudging up the past and filling our consciousness with messages of certain peril or defeat, well, in a very real way, this becomes the only reality we can tap into. And often, we feel like we aren't allowed to honor those perceptions of ours, our emotions, our thoughts, and our sensory experiences in order to accurately pinpoint what's disturbing us and sending us backwards. We aren't allowed to experience what we think we experience, from childhood to later traumas to the rising cost of living to concerns about what right will be stripped next. Instead, we are broadly, personally, and societally gaslit about our perspectives. And that is where we're going to leave off today as we set the stage to talk in greater detail about perspective. Refer to prior conversation on the cause of PTSD if you want to get ahead with your reflections now. But until we meet here again, just remember you're not alone in feeling weird lately. You're not the only one who's hit a progress wall or felt yourself slipping further away from the recovery stage you were once at. It's going to happen. It's semi-normal. These times are not. But they might feel awfully familiar. And that's why everyone's feeling it, especially around the CPTSD community. So be kind to yourself. Give yourself the resources you need to stabilize and process. Add in reintegration efforts as it becomes possible over time. Do not see everything as being lost just because there's been a setback. And don't try to force your way to feeling better. It'll only make you obsess shamefully over what you're doing wrong. Be gentle. Be compassionate to your weathered system. Do what you can to impart a sense of safety in your immediate environment. Take real care of yourself, and for the love of fucking Satan, get off of the news scroll. Note when having too much information is actually crossing the line into self-destruction. It's a slippery slope out there when you've got a T-brain, but the good news is we're all in this together, and you're not going it alone. I mean, none of us could. Even if we wanted to, everyone is being deeply affected by the events happening around the globe. Whether we're distracting and disassociating away from them, or we're doomsdayingly diving right in, everyone is a part of this show. And I think we all know our flailing society is ready for a reboot, just like our individual brains have been. The good news being that each recovered brain is one step closer to that ultimate goal of a less traumatized world. So, hands up, fists high, stand up for the new world that we're creating. one revolution started by one motherfucker at a time. Hail yourself. Hail your progress, even when it's nonlinear and requires the indignation to constantly push back on societal narratives, fears, and fuckery. And hail Archie, who was my comrade through the early throes of our fallen democracy. Take care out there, y'all, for real. And cheers, motherfucking revolutionaries. I'll see you soon. Bye. Hey again, fuckers. I'm just popping in to mention some next steps that you can take to help yourself and this project to continue evolving. Got comments on anything presented here? Check out Spotify to answer community discussion questions for each show and to read responses from others. Subscribe to the private stream that's located there for a smattering of extra Trauma Talk episodes just to get a better idea of what we do here. Send in your voice recording or send an introductory DM wherever you find me. I love hearing from you and sharing your insights. For one of these avenues, just hit up Instagram at traumatized.motherfuckers and see semi-regular posts from me on all of the topics that we discussed here and beyond. Especially that society trauma culture, bull nonsense, which has become a platform fave. If this show has helped you in any way, please subscribe and leave a 5-star review. It helps this little Land of Misfit Toys DIY effort enormously. And when you're ready to rethink how you think, to redraft your brain and make lifelong changes, I'll see you in the private community. Find it at patreon.com/traumatizedmotherfuckers for hundreds of personal experience and academic research mashup episodes. If you're ready for it, jump into the closed-door Discord support community that you may have been looking for, full of folks who get it and are actively working towards their own recoveries. Why is it a closed community, you ask? To make sure that we're in a safe place where we have the resources we need for rewiring and none of the abuse reimmersion. That said, inflation may have rocked prices everywhere, but not here. Learn to support yourself and your life will flourish. Till then, take care out there, battling the cunt muffins rocking our inner and outer worlds. And I'll see you in the motherfucking fort. Hail yourself and cheers, y'all.